FINAPS task group at
9:15. Going through reviewing how often in August we operate the Germans, the low end and the upper and upper end.
From 2006 through
2006 to 2012. Because we don't know per se. Darren and I took a look at that. Talked to some other people. You guys don't move hardly much at all on the upper end, which is good. The low end, we actually have some data to back that up. Sure, the data only goes through July and that kind of stuff. It's limited. It's not ideal. But the indications are just like the low end is probably okay. So, and the low end actually is going to be better for gatewells. So if you guys want to utilize that access, we have no problems with that.
Okay.
On the upper end, there's still, that's the issue that's hanging out there.
The 15 to 17, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 15 to 17. Because from my read of the data, and I could easily be wrong, it doesn't happen very often, but it does, that sometimes it's like, if you look at the subyearly data from earlier in the year, it's like, when you do go to that upper end, there is an increase. It's not as dramatic as, say, like sockeye or some steelhead or something like that, but there's still an increase there. So moving to the upper end, that is going towards more risk. Now, you guys need it because you want it for, you're not going to probably use it. This is what I'm trying to get wrap my head around. Do you want it even though you don't think you're going to use it because it gives you more flexibility?
I think there needs to be a, what might get us around this is if we have, and I mean, you guys want the ability to do it. Not so much you're going to do.
Can we say that we don't use it very much? It's a really low risk.
But what I don't want to see is that this all suddenly becomes a release of the issue. You know, you're all of a sudden you're good to go, no matter what. Next year, the year after year after that. So what we need to do is set up an agreement that for this year, you get it's okay.
I actually had a strategy on this. Shockingly enough, I know it's amazing. So, because Scott and I talked, I said, you know, let's take a look at how this plate thing works. If it looks like this is going forward, this is going to be the fix, and we get a time, let's say, it's going to be done in like a couple of years.
Right.
And if we get that positive, trend, then there might be some flexibility saying, yeah, we'll let you guys have it because we know it's only going to last for 1 or 2 years. And if you guys do go above 1%, maybe we try to talk about like how often we do it or
it's
something.
It's not
like
even
that.
1%. It's above the
go to the upper end of 1. The upper end. The upper end.
Or even you could flip it around and say it the other way, give a level of comfort that you were comfortable with, however you want to widgetize it.
Like, well, I'm not really comfortable anything past the midpoint.
Well, that's fine, but I'm just saying.
I'm trying to work with you here.
Okay, I'm just trying to.
Yeah.
Can we draw some language?
It's an option. I mean.
We could. I mean, I was going to say.
Less than blah percent of the time, or if.
Right.
It's versions of blah, not blah.
If someone wants to get a crack at that, I'm saying what really gives me the thing is if we get this flat plate stuff in and it looks positive, and John says, because then it's like, then we actually have a timeline saying, boom, we're going to have this theoretically taken care of in 2 or 3 years.
You know, if for this year.
Yep.
If you said that this wouldn't happen any more frequently than it's happened in the last 6 years.
There's
no issue.
Well, I just
for this year.
If you want to make it just like on a year-to-year basis, okay, I can go with that. I was trying to get something more
this year.
Sure.
We'll revisit it with all the data.
We'll revisit it.
I mean, next year.
Well, we've got the information that's coming in September from Erdig.
Well, we'll have
on the operation.
Okay.
Which will help. We should get Ryland's. Where is the or the report on that data? So we can look at it. So we need to look at that. So all this stuff will come up.
I know.
Next winter we can take a harder look at that. Plus the plate data will be in.
And we'll have the plate data sooner rather than later. Because we'll get this year stuff.
Too. Which may take this issue and make it all the way back. But for this year, if it's no more frequent, because what I remember,
this is highly unlikely that you'll need it.
Right.
But it does still get towards where I need to go, or hoping to go with it, that it's available for reserves if you ever want to carry them
what's
there.
What's the percentage that's happened in the last 6 years?
Yeah, what's that?
That's what we have
ballpark.
The greens are
reds are above.
Okay,
that's like
nothing.
See the reds, isn't it?
One?
It's not a
less
lot.
Than
10%? It's like the number of wires at John Day.
So if you go through, like, so if you look at, what is it? If you look at
how many blocks do you have?
In six, you have like two.
Yeah, it's very rare, and it's more than
seven. You have a couple.
Right,
eight, nine, and ten. You have none.
And 10 was a 12, low water year.
Yeah.
So we're looking at that this year.
And 11 and 12.
You've got a couple, you know, it's one
a couple
day.
More. Yeah, you have. Yeah. Right, yeah.
For a few units.
So if there's no more than that.
Yeah. It's not, it hasn't been long. It's, this is a low water year. Highly unlikely you'll see it used at all.
And generally when it's high flow or?
Yeah, it'd be high flow or something broke or something's, something's wrong.
That puts a limit on it. It allows you to get your verbal thing out there. It puts a limit on it for us so that if it's more than that, we've got to come back here and talk about it.
We'll revisit next year. It's great.
And you probably won't go over it anyway, so you get what you need.
Exactly.
And we get what we need.
Yes.
So this whole conversation is in the change form. Is that right?
Well, it's going to be, well, it's in there right now. If we adopted the change form as it is, this incorporates it. The only thing it doesn't have is an end date of the year.
Well, and that's the point of having change forms. So then we'd do one for next year. I mean, what we're doing this year is different than the one
you can change
before,
it, correct. So, I mean, as it's written right now, all it would need was an end revisit date or an end date for the next 7 years.
Just say you'll review.
Okay.
One year pending review of all the other information that's incoming.
Okay.
We're done.
Yeah.
So it's approved as is with from starting August 1 through October 31. They have the whole range available, Powerhouse 2.
Yep.
And then the Unit 15, we may come back at some point and
because it's got
actually
place.
That would be
the one thing I would add in there saying the upper end will be reviewed at the year end or something. Some language in there saying
okay.
Review operations and data for the upper end to determine what is going to happen at
okay.
Something.
To see if this continues beyond 2015.
Right. Mostly it's just a trip point to remember, to try to trigger some memories that will actually do this.
Okay.
Because otherwise, this car launch, and we'll forget.
We'll just put your name
can the Fish Passage Center say send me a monthly report?
There was no fish data in the Fish Passage Center report. It's just how we use the turbines.
Right. The problem is,
I mean, that data set, can they just keep
they don't get the data. Month. They had to get it from Lisa.
They have to get it from the core.
Oh.
Yeah,
they don't get the 15-minute data.
So, yeah, we could use the update. So it'd have to come from Lisa.
All right. So and this year, it's not going to happen.
Right.
So
it's going to be a waste of time.
Right. So let's revisit at the end. We'll collect the data and show what didn't happen during this year.
Would it be helpful if you added language in there as a soft and hard constraint?
No.
Those are so hard to explain.
Okay.
Just
so to the project, though, if you wanted to make sure the project didn't do that.
No.
It'll be fine. There isn't enough water. This is
I think that's too nebulous.
This is shaping up to be a shitty, shitty August.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going on a handshake here, and then at the end of this all, let's have a look at it to see what Brandon did would be done for this year. Add one more year to it. Just to make sure that we did what we thought we were going to do. Scott wasn't like this.
Scott, he's been holding water back all this time.
Yeah,
he's got a pocket full of it.
Well, the bottom end is going to be helpful this year in August, just so you can have enough. What they try to do is put on as many units as possible at the low end to get the bar support on the lines. And if it's hot and drying,
you
better
have
more. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so the low end you're totally down on, it's just the upper end. That's the one thing you need to do. Take a look at it.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. Plan forward.
Does that work for you?
How does he get the stuff he wants?
Yeah, so I won't
want.
Be able to do that. Maybe.
Does that work?
You really keep a list of how many things you really want to get.
Not that. It takes a court order to get them.
Well, not always.
It's happy with the Ice Harbor agreement.
It's going to spill neutral.
I know, but
it's good
now. Usually, now wait and see.
But how did they get in the document so we can actually do that?
Do what, the 3040?
It's under the radar of the court. We have the ability to switch it around because we put a line in there several years ago. Don't use it a lot, but it's
as long as everybody agrees
to rearrange treatments. Yeah.
We can do that.
Right. So occasionally we have flexibility that we can agree on and write down.
That's still the point.
Actually, do
you
job.
Get your stuff and we never get our stuff. So there you go. You always.
I didn't say that. How many gauges do I have in the river right now?
Yeah, I have to write declarations to win.
Can I get my capture gauge?
It's not about winning.
Oh, God.
When did the collector open?
At the Dells, it opened when?
Excellent. So, done. Everyone happy? Can I tolerate?
Do you want me to send that out before? Okay.
Anybody want to sell this crazy bird nest thing?
I already had a couple of them.
Let's take a couple more.
Thank you, crazy bird nest lady.
Didn't
match your hat.
So, Gary, you need to yell at Michelle. Thank you very little.
All right, so.
What's that? You need to yell at Michelle. Thank you very little.
Because apparently I just have to protect the button from the same person. So who's going to be ice cream?
Well, you had both great vape testing or started it. Trumbo finished. But you can stick it all under.
I don't.
Yeah, this is all Trumbo.
Okay.
He did all the requests for the change in spell.
Yeah. I'm just trying to make. I just want to make.
Yeah, do that.
Their consistency is going to be. Kind of, no. I
fight it.
But I love that. I want everybody's input.
No. Well, all we'd be fighting is.
Congrats.
What do you mean?
But I don't want Michelle's input.
Sure.
Okay. That's everybody.
I want Michelle's input.
So you're not going to get input. I'm going to have to do.
I want his input. I want Russ's input. I want your input.
I'm going to sue Michelle. If you're not getting her input, that's what
I do not want it. And if Randy comes to the medium, I'm chasing right back up.
Oh no.
He knows S&P that guy. So I've just got to keep consistency.
I don't care about S&P. I know as well as he does.